The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. I have been waiting to get this guest on my show, waiting patiently and hoping and praying I could get her here because she's kind of in demand right now. She's originally from Washington State, but most people think of her when they think of Duke University. Bell Knox entered the world of adult entertainment in late 2013, and she dove right into the industry. She appeared on a bunch of websites and in a couple movies, but she became kind of a national news story when she was outed by a fellow classmate. And in response to that, she wrote a piece inspired by her experience in the popular online magazine Exo Jane. She came out as the Duke University porn star. And since then, she has appeared on national shows such as The View, The Independents, Dr. Drew, Piers Morgan, and The Howard Stern Show. She's been written about in The Huffington Post, The New York Post, The Daily News, The New York Times, and Rolling Stone magazine. And everyone who's ever interviewed her has asked her stupid, boring, and inane questions. And today, I'm just not going to do that. So I hope you'll join me in welcoming Bell Knox. Hi, Bell.
Hey.
So, Bell, let's begin at the beginning when your name kind of became a household name because you wrote this piece on Exo Jane. I just want to quote a little piece of it. You talked about how this student outed you to his fraternity and word kind of spread all over Duke that there's this freshman and she's a porn star. And you started getting all these friend requests. And then you figured out that people figured out what your porn name was and they started following you on Twitter. And this is a quote from the first piece that you wrote in Exo Jane, which is, I'm the Duke University freshman porn star, and I'm telling the story in my own words. You said, what I did not expect was that I would be brutally bullied and harassed online. I did not expect that every private detail about my life would be dissected. I did not expect that my intelligence and work ethic would be questioned and criticized. And I certainly did not expect that extremely personal information concerning my identity and whereabouts would be so carelessly transmitted through college gossip boards. I was called a, quote, slut who needs to learn the consequences of her actions, a, quote, huge fucking whore, and perhaps the most offensive, a little girl who does not understand her actions. Well, after reading a lot of the comments and a lot of the message boards, those are actually not the worst things that have been written about you by now. The amount of just incredible backlash, misogyny, hatred, just the vitriol is kind of insane. And so I guess my first question I want to ask you is, did you ever expect that this is what was going to happen when you wrote this piece and came out?
Well, I didn't, because I haven't had any experience with the media or with with being public. But there is a common pattern that I see emerging. You know, on these gossip websites or on any really kind of critical piece I see, it's always about female activists, female journalists like Suey Park. So I, in a way, I'm not surprised, but it was also it was really intense, the amount of harassment that I was subjected to.
And you know, you've written really openly about how you enjoy porn. This is your job and you like it. At one point you wrote in this same piece, "I'm not ashamed of porn. On the contrary, doing porn fulfills me." I think people find this really outrageous as a statement. I know it's 2014 and I can't believe it, but they do. So let's get specific. What do you like about doing porn? Like, what is fulfilling about it to you?
Well, it's not so much the actual physical act of shooting the porn. It's the world of pornography that I love. It's the sexual freedom. It's the sexual expression. It's the autonomy that I really feel so much at home.
And do you feel like the porn industry has rallied around you as you've kind of come seemingly out of nowhere and then received all this really mainstream attention?
Did you say, has the porn industry rallied around me?
Yes.
No. Quite the contrary. I've actually been subjected to a lot of hatred and a lot of criticism within my own industry. There was a lot of performers who took issue with me speaking out. There were a lot of performers who were almost just as bad as bullies as, you know, people outside of the industry. Actually, when I won my award for best for female newcomer at the Fannies, I was booed on the stage. So no, the porn industry has not been warm and fuzzy towards me, because it's like any other industry in the free market, and that it's competitive, and I'm now a threat to these other performers.
That's disappointing at best.
It's extremely disappointing. Because, you know, I'm marginalized from every aspect of my life. I'm marginalized when I go to Duke. I'm marginalized when I come home. And then it's where's my haven? Where's my solace? Where can I be accepted?
And what is the answer to that?
I am still trying to figure that out. I think that there are very few safe places for sex workers in society, but I really do find a lot of comfort and I feel at home when I'm talking to other feminists or, doing activism work. That's where I feel accepted and loved.
And what is the climate like at Duke for you right now, really? Because in my mind, it's like everyone knows your name. Every single person on campus is kind of making snide remarks or at least giving you dirty looks, like in the dining hall. I mean, I was interested to read in one of the pieces in Rolling Stone that you told the reporter the administration actually told your professors you need to make sure it's safe for her to be in class, which I thought was astounding that they would kind of say, oh, guess what? She deserves the same education that she's paying for that everyone else does. But do you feel safe at Duke? Do you feel ostracized? Do you feel it's kind of turned everything upside down for you?
I am so lucky in that the administration has been amazing. I know that if I went to a lot of other schools in America, I would have been probably expelled or I would have been really marginalized. But the administration has been wonderful and has really made an effort to make me to keep, help me be safe. But
who initiated that? I mean, did you go to someone and say, hey, listen, I know my rights? Or did the administration reach out to you and say, okay, we've got to just have a sit down with you to make sure that, you know, we protect you and do everything we can so that, you know, people aren't harassing you? I mean, who made the first move there?
Well, what happened was I was outed and I was being bullied really badly, but the administration was not aware of it. It was just within the own student body. And finally, you know, I was really struggling and really getting harassed really badly. And the LGBTQ Center at Duke reached out to me and said, we really want to advocate for you. We really care about you. You deserve a right to education. And they said, let us put you in touch with the vice president of the administration and he will help you. So it was from there that it really started out as this kind of alliance between me and the administration to keep me safe and to keep me from being bullied, because their job, as they described it to me, was to make sure I could go to school without distraction. But as you're asking me, that hasn't really been a reality because I have achieved a certain level of infamy, and I'll be walking around and people will photograph me without my consent, or as they talked on the Rolling Stone article, I'll try to go to parties, but I have to leave because I'm being stared at so badly.
So this sort of glamorous jet setting, I'm a porn star and everyone knows my name thing, is actually not all it's cracked up to be when you're just a college freshman.
Right. I mean, it's glamorous when you're not at school, but when you're at school, sometimes I just want to be a normal, you know, sometimes I want to be a normal college kid and I just want to be able to go to a party without somebody screaming my name.
And what about your friends? I mean, did some or any or all of your friends know that you were doing porn? Did some of them find out, like, through the gossip mills? How have they responded?
Nobody in my life knew before I was publicly outed. And my friends at Duke have all been amazing because they're all very progressive, very liberal people. But my friends back home in Spokane essentially abandoned me, and I lost two of my best friends, and you know, they just completely stopped talking to me or renounced me when I was outed.
And
so
did
I lost a lot of people I loved because I did porn.
And did you expect that in any way could happen once people found out?
So my very first day in the industry, I was talking to a girl in the agency, and she said to me, don't do porn if you're not okay with losing people you love because of it. And I thought that she was lying. I didn't think that what she was saying was true, but it's absolutely true. I've lost a lot of people I loved in my life because I did porn.
And I guess that's a reality. I mean, I think the thing that people need to realize is some of these issues that you've written about and been so outspoken about are not novel and unique to you. They are not because you're a Bell Knox. They're not because you're an undergrad. They're not because you go to Duke. They're not because you're from Washington. This is actually the stigma that sex workers face on a regular basis. It's just happening
Absolutely.
To you kind of under a really big microscope, and everyone's getting to witness it firsthand.
Absolutely.
Was there any point at which you thought, oh my God, everyone knows now, I need to come out and say, that was crazy, I'm never doing that again, and sort of denounce porn? Was that ever, you know, like a thought in your head?
No, absolutely not, because that's not the way I feel. I wasn't going to buckle under pressure or go hide in shame. I knew what I wanted. I knew how I wanted to live my life, and I basically came out and said, this is how I'm living my life. If you have an issue with it, then that's too bad. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you used a keyword, shame, and we need to take a commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about shame. You've written quite a bit about it, and it certainly plays a looming large role in this whole story. So first, we're going to hear from our fantastic sponsors, including Good Vibrations. Hey, everyone, you can go to goodvibes.com and use coupon code Tristan for 15% off your order. Goodvibes.com. Stay with us, more with Bell Knox when we return.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Sport Sheets is the sex toy company that's been keeping couples connected for over 20 years. Their fantasy restraint and sex toy products redefine sexual adventure. From bondage and sexual positioning to strap-ons and role play, Sport Sheets makes a toy for everyone's taste and budget. So go treat yourself to something from Sport Sheets, available wherever great sex products are sold.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We're talking today with Bell Knox, the now infamous undergrad porn star from Duke University. Bell, before the break, you brought up shame, and you talk a lot about shame, especially in one of the other pieces that you wrote for Exo Jane, where you tackle these issues about rough sex and kinkiness and feminism. But let's talk for a moment about shame, and what role do you think it plays in the reactions people have had to you coming out as a porn star?
I think that society has tried so hard to make me feel ashamed for my actions. And it's that same shaming that happens with gay people or with transgender people, you know, whether it be in small comments like, oh, you're 18 years old and you're doing porn, or, oh, you have sex for money. So many people have tried to shame me. When I actually came out to my family, one of my family members said to me, just in shock, she said, "You have no shame," as though I should have been just begging people for apologizing and begging people for forgiveness. But I haven't internalized that shame at all, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm living my life the way I want to.
You know, I think that's pretty clear from a lot of the public statements you've made. In fact, it seems like the more other people want to shame you, the stronger you come back at them. It's like the more shame they try to project on you and sort of throw at you, it's like your secret power or something, because it seems like you come back stronger and bigger, and they're like, oh, really, you want to do that one? Okay, like give me something else. And people, like I said, have just said the most awful things about you. But I think the other interesting thing about this story is that it's not simple and it's not black and white. You also talk about in that piece about kinky sex, about a choice you made the very first time you appeared in porn, and thinking back on how that scene went, what the website is for the scene that you did, because it's a rough sex scene and it's on a kinky website. And you actually say, I kind of regret doing that one scene, actually. Of everything I've ever done, it's that one scene, and I'm not that crazy about it. So you immediately then complicate it and say, okay, it's not all of Better Roses, actually. So let's talk just a little bit about that first scene and why, if you had to do it all over again, you wouldn't do it. What was the context for it? How did it go? What are the regrets? Break it down for me.
Okay, so I don't want to give the site any more publicity, so I'm not going to say their name, but before I had an agent and before I flew out to LA, it was my very first shoot. I shot for a rough blowjob website. And to be clear, everything in the video was consensual. I was treated well, and I didn't have any issues during the actual shooting of the video. What I regret is that my participation in that video really diminished my credibility as a feminist, which I've argued that it shouldn't, but I do understand why it did. And I regret giving the site more publicity, because from the research I've done and just from what I've seen on the website, I now understand that perhaps my experience was not the same experience as other girls who shot for them. And it's really something that I really regret even being associated with. I think that there are, I love BDSM and I love kink, but I think that there's BDSM and there's kink websites, and then there's just plain websites where it's just plain misogyny and it's just plain hating women. And I think that that website falls in the latter.
And so what's the lesson here? I mean, in the future, if they wanted you to shoot again for them, would you say no?
I would absolutely say no. I think that what I've really learned from this is that I shouldn't compromise my morals, or I shouldn't compromise my my kind of feelings for money. And also that I really need to research better if I find out I'm shooting for a website or a company, I need to research them to make sure that they treat their performers well before I engage in working for them. So, I absolutely regret it. And quite frankly, I think that it's so interesting, because the press really has criticized me so much for participating in the website. But if they have such an issue with the website, I don't understand why they continue to give the website so much press.
Well, that's the total bizarre thing about the media. But I
tried not to talk about it because, mm-hmm. I was going to talk about it now, but I really tried not to talk about it in my interviews because I realized that it was not a good website or a good company to be associated with. But people just kept bringing it up. So I was kind of forced to give it more publicity, which I really feel guilty for.
But I think there's a point here, too, about how people are kind of digging through your body of work, waiting to pick something to use to discredit you.
Yeah, absolutely.
you know, there is some hypocrisy there in that if you did these happy blowjob, you know, websites, we would be all for you, Bell Knox. But you did this dirty, nasty, kinky blowjob website, and so now we hate you, Bell Knox, which of course we know is not true. It doesn't matter actually what you do, but it seems like people are really kind of reaching and trying to say, this discredits her, this discredits her, this one sexual experience, this one sexual representation. And I don't think that you believe that about yourself, do you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think that it really comes from this misconception about what feminism is. I think people have this very one-size-fits-all, very unilateral view of feminism, in that they think that it's all, you know, ideas of women empowerment, and that women, or that men are bad and women are amazing, and sex needs to be something that's, you know, equal and always has to be, you know, in a sense empowering to women. But what people don't understand is that there's different types of feminism, and that feminism isn't a one-size-fits-all movement. And I, for one, think that a woman can love being dominated in the bedroom, but still have the right to demand her equality and empowerment in real life. I think that it does not discredit me as a sex positive feminist. It merely is to say that I advocate for and I accept all forms of sexuality and all expressions of sexuality.
And you made a point of saying that for you, the website experience was consensual. You're just concerned about it perhaps not being consensual for other people, and
yeah,
sort of doing more due diligence.
Absolutely. It was a consensual experience, and it's not something I stay awake at night and, you know, have nightmares over. I enjoyed it. I really love rough sex. I love rough blowjobs. And yeah, I really regret even having my name associated with it.
Well, we need to take another break, but we've got lots of questions on Twitter for you from my listeners. Some of them are really good ones, and some of them, people, Jesus. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. You know who you are. But we're going to edit them slightly. So let us take another break and hear from our fantastic sponsors, including Astroglide. Did you know that you can go to astroglide.com and get a free sample? Well, you can. And Astroglide is not just one kind of lube. They have an entire line of different kinds of lube, including glycerin-free, paraben-free, water-based, silicone-based, warming, something for everyone. Go to astroglide.com, check it out. And when we return, we are going to ask Bell Knox your questions, listener questions for Bell Knox, when we come back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Enhance pleasure for you and the ones you love to love with Astroglide personal lubricants. Astroglide provides that extra oomph in creating a better and more exciting sexual experience. Astroglide's wide product range allows you to pick and choose based on personal preferences. All the products are also latex condom compatible, allowing for safer sex practices. Astroglide values the benefits of a fun and healthy sex life as part of a happier lifestyle, and so should you. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com and get your sex life to blast off today.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we are talking with probably one of the best known porn stars in America, whether she wanted to be known as that or not. It's Duke University student Belle Knox. You guys sent in lots of questions for me, and first I want to thank you for doing that. I'm going to try to get to as many questions as I can, and one of you is going to win a fantastic prize from Sportsheets. Sportsheets makes kinky toys and sex toys that are high quality, fun, and they really work. What more could you ask for a sex toy except something that really works? It's like they've been tested on people. They know what works. They do their job. They're great. And we will let Belle actually pick her favorite question when I'm done rattling them all off. But I want to start with a question we got on Twitter from Julia Jackson, which kind of plays to something that you were talking about right before the break. Julia asks, do you ever talk to anti-porn women or anti-porn feminists? And do they listen?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I'm actually friends with a few anti-porn feminists. My thing is, I have no issue with people having dissenting opinions for me. I love freedom of expression. My issue is when these anti-porn feminists use their opinions to discount me as a person or to harass me or to just be really vile and vitriolic towards me. I have a friend, actually, who she is very anti-porn, but she is extremely supportive of me, and she loves me, and she wishes no ill will upon me, and we're great friends. That's how I think that feminism or any really dissenting opinion should be.
No, it's a really good point. Annie Sprinkle got on Twitter and says she wants to know about your politics. And I read online in various places, some people say that you might be a Republican. Other people have said you're a libertarian. So tell me about your political leanings.
I am a feminist libertarian. So that means that I really lean more Republican. But I have an issue with their social platform. So I am very socially liberal and very economically conservative. And I stand for limited government and limited government regulation.
Okay, Tanisha asks on Twitter, how do you handle the stress of school while living a very public life? Do you have any advice for self-care?
Well, for me, sometimes some girls, they go shop and they buy, like, you know, new purses or they buy new outfits. But for me, I splurge on food. Like, after a really long day or if I'm traveling, I like to go to a really nice restaurant and just eat whatever I want. Like, that's how I spoil myself.
That's good. That's nice. We all spoil ourselves with a few things. That sounds pretty pretty healthy. Okay, so then Bear Beach Bum asks, would you continue your career and be in a relationship if the guy supported you? Well, Bear Beach Bum, first, Bell Knox identifies as bisexual, so we don't know who she's going to be involved with. So let's just say, if you got involved in a serious relationship with someone of any gender, would you still continue your career in porn?
Absolutely. I wouldn't quit because somebody told me to.
Okay. And are you single though? I guess we should ask that.
I'm seeing somebody, but we're not like, you know, committed. I really like, I like being free and, I'm just living and I'm just being happy now. So, no, I'm not in a relationship.
And Jamie Gump on Twitter says, what do you hope to do after graduation? Will it involve the adult industry?
It will, actually. My goal is to be a human rights lawyer, and I particularly want to be an advocate for sex workers. To kind of clarify that, I have a lot of friends who they have workplace hazards, or I have a friend who got hurt while on a porn set, and lawyers simply won't take her case because they don't take her seriously because she's a sex worker. I want to be somebody who can be an advocate for sex worker, who is a champion for sex worker rights, and somebody who views sex workers as people deserving of equality and respect.
Well, that ties into this next question, which is from Mrs. Naughty Wed. I don't make these names up. These are these people's names. Mrs. Naughty Wed says, what advice would you give to someone else who gets outed for doing porn or sex work?
The advice I would give is, and this goes for anybody who gets outed, whether it be for being gay, transgender, anything, be proud of who you are. Own your life and own your decisions. And you have nothing to apologize for. Be happy, be free, and live your life the way you want to. Don't let anybody tell you how to live your life.
Okay. And then Jeff on Twitter asks a question. It's a little confusing, but I think we can decipher it. Do you feel that widespread, quote, Duke hate has played any role at all in her experience? So I guess maybe he means like...
Trying to embarrass Duke.
Well, that Duke has been at the center. This is not Duke's first time at the sex scandal rodeo. It has been at the center of several different scandals that have been public, that have been about sex, and that have involved a tremendous amount of misogyny. And so in some ways, this kind of plays to some ideas we all have about Duke, that maybe it's not the most progressive sexual atmosphere for women, let's just say. So what do you feel like that has played a role in how people have reacted to this? I mean, if you were at Yale, would anyone care?
I think that a lot of the media has been, in a way, like an attempt to embarrass Duke. Duke always has, like, sex scandals, you know, the lacrosse scandal being the most prominent, and the Karen Owens scandal with the PowerPoint. So I think this is just another way for the media to say, oh, my God, Duke has another sex scandal. But I really tried to make it something that wasn't sensationalized, and I really did try to turn it into an academic discussion about sex work. So hopefully, I don't think Duke sees it this way, but hopefully I may have brought some type of pride to the situation.
And what about these accusations online that this has all been a carefully orchestrated marketing campaign to simply boost your profile as a porn star, that you were one of thousands of porn stars in a sea of cute college porn stars, and you somehow cooked up this idea, how can I get all this press for myself? Oh yeah, let's tell everyone I'm a Duke University student. What do you say to that?
I find that incredibly offensive that people think I would literally, like, put my parents through, my family through so much duress, ruined friendships, be ostracized from my school, all to get a little bit of extra money in my porn career. And also, I simply don't have the time or the kind of energy to have cooked up some type of marketing campaign like that. Like, this was literally a one in a million type of media blitz. I mean, I don't think anybody could have ever predicted it would have lasted this long or that people would have been this interested in it. So no, this was definitely not a media kind of publicity stunt. This was really like the most random accidental, like I got accidentally famous is the best way to put it.
And why do you think we sort of can't get enough of these stories and your particular story? What do you think about it has touched a nerve with all different kinds of people all around the world?
I think that you have the Duke aspect of it. And then you also have the fact that a lot of women, well, most women who come out in discussion of porn talk about it in negative terms because they had a negative experience with it. But I'm one of the first, well, I'm one of, like, very few people who's actually came out and said, I really love doing porn, and this is really empowering to me.
And do you think that that's still just... For some people, people still can't wrap their heads around that, that someone who is bright, well-educated, goes to a good school, has a good head on her shoulders, would choose this career and choose it freely and then not be ashamed and not run away once it comes out about her? Do you think people still can't actually believe that?
I think that a lot of it is... I get made fun of for this a lot. Like, I see a lot of, like, memes on, or is it memes? I'm not sure. Memes on online of, like, me with cum on my face, and it says, like, oh, this is postmodern feminism. People just can't wrap their minds around the fact that, like, a feminist could actually really enjoy sex, particularly rough sex, and could be in porn. Like, the two seem so mutually exclusive to people.
And yet, you're not, like, the first well-educated porn star who's ever been around the block. I mean, I think that's another thing that we've all, like, lost our collective minds and memories. I mean, this makes me think, you know, I go way, way back to Nina Hartley, you know, who got her nursing degree and who was a sex worker and then became a porn star, and who's incredibly well-educated and articulate and super enthusiastic about the work she does. And she's still in the porn industry. And so I feel like these stories of women who not only love their jobs, but went into them eyes wide open and said, this is what I want to do. They exist. It's just that the media likes to either ignore them or sort of pretend that, like, they've just discovered this brand new thing called an undergrad paying her way through school.
Yeah, I mean, the media hates porn. That's really the best way to put it.
Well, that was well said, and you wrap that up nicely right before a commercial break. Okay, we are going to take another break and hear from our great sponsors, including WeVibe. Have you seen the brand new redesigned Tango? It comes in blue and pink. It tells you when the charge is getting low. It has an improved charging mechanism, and it's USB rechargeable. Go to WeVibe.com to check out the Tango and all their other vibrators. Stay with us. We will talk about what is in the future for Bell Knox.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We've been talking today with Bell Knox, the famous Duke University porn star. Well, first, Bell, of all those questions I asked you before the break, what was your favorite one? Because that person's going to win a prize.
I like the one of how do you spoil yourself?
Self-care. That was Tanisha.
Yeah.
That was Tanisha on Twitter. Well, Tanisha, you are going to win a prize from Sports Sheets. Just email me your mailing address at Tristan@puckerup.com. Very good. Okay. So one of the reasons why that question is so perfect is because she was like, how do you, study and participate as, just a basic college freshman trying to get good grades and settle into school and also, work this brand now known the world over called Bell Knox. How are you balancing that? And what are some of the ways that people can both support you financially and also find you? Like, what are some of the things you're doing as Bell Knox?
So I have a website called bellknox.com, and you can go there and you can buy my autographed photos, watch my new scenes, and you can follow me on Twitter at @BELLE_KNOX. I also will be having a sex toy line coming out with Doc Johnson. That'll be awesome, and you should definitely buy it. And most excitingly, my penthouse issue just came out today. So I'm super excited for that. I was featured in it.
And is a big deal. I mean, penthouse is no joke. A lot of incredibly famous people have graced the pages of penthouse, and it did not take you long to get in there at all. This is like your first major glossy magazine.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I have Rolling Stone, I have Penthouse, and then I have Hustler, which will be coming out in 10 days. It's literally a dream come true.
And are there other things you're doing with the adult industry? Is there a movie that you're interested in really making, or someone you want to work with, or something you're going to do for the first time that then we're going to hear about in a press release and on a box cover? Are there anything like that coming up?
I have a new movie called Real College Girls with Adam and Eve coming out soon. Also, I'm selling a lot of my clothes that I wore on set, like my used panties, on gingerlinauctions.com. So I have a lot of really exciting new projects that I'm working on.
Okay, so those are actual outfits you've worn in porn, gingerlinauctions.com.
And masturbating in.
And so this is a good way for you folks who want to support sex workers. If you want to support Bell Knox directly, in addition to going to her website and downloading her movies legally and paying for them, you can also buy some of this memorabilia. And what is this that I hear that you are going to be an intern for Pornhub? Is that still happening?
Yeah, I actually am. I do like a lot of their social media and their publicity outreach.
And what do you think about the fact that some people hate Pornhub because they feel like it's putting porn out of business because there's all these clips on Pornhub?
Okay, so the world is moving forward. Technology is moving forward. We can't escape the fact that things online are going to be, especially movies, videos, songs, porn, is going to be, in a sense, pirated. So I would rather have, you know, I would rather have free porn be in a venue where it's out in the open so that companies can use like affiliate ads and affiliate links and get a piece of that rather than be like some torrent websites where they're getting absolutely no money off of it. So in a sense, it's like the same, it's the same logic kind of with like the drug war or, you know, prostitution. I would rather be out in the open where people can profit off of it. It is a free market. Also, I really don't necessarily agree with the idea that companies are losing money. Like, every time I go on Pornhub, I see companies advertising for my scenes on there. So they're definitely getting a piece of the pie. And also, I think that there have been several articles and research on this. I think that having two sites, in a way, could encourage people to actually go to the website and buy the scene. But I do definitely understand people's hesitation about it. I just think that in a free market, it's unrealistic to expect that people would not innovate to a state where we have things like tube sites. But I do understand people's concerns.
Well, I think, you know, these big sites like Pornhub actually need some PR help. So I think that you have your work cut out for you. This clearly is not a vanity position, people. I think you have your work cut out for you because, you know, for those of us who started in porn before the tube sites and even before, gasp, I say it, the internet took off, you know, I think there's just a lot of ambivalence among the industry about what has sort of become of porn and how we're going to get people to pay for it and to support it. And so I think it's a tricky proposition, but I think if anyone can do it, it's probably you. You can probably convince the world how they can ethically consume porn on these big sites and still not take money out of the pockets of the pornographers, which is, you know, what most pornographers, we still want you to pay for our porn, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Pornhub actually, they're really good about if you complain about something being trafficked pirated or that you don't want on the site, they're really good about taking it down. And I think that, and they have regulations where if you are a company, you can get affiliate ads and you can make some type of money off of the videos. And so I think it's really good in a way to have these sites where there is regulation and there is oversight. So hopefully we do kind of change the, I guess, stigma over it. But I'm having fun. I think it's great.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show, Belle. I really appreciate it. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Belle Knox is a model and an adult performer, and you can find out all about her and her new scenes at bellknox.com. She's also available for bookings through Matrix Models and for feature dancing at alistfeature.com. You can follow her on Facebook, Miss Belle Knox, and on Twitter at Belle_Knox. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. You can always find me at puckerup.com and on Twitter at Tristan Taramino. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and Michael on the board today, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it, and you should, as a podcast on iTunes. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be none other than the mother of masturbation herself, sex guru, author, and pioneer Betty Dodson. I recorded an interview with Betty and Carlin Ross live at CatalystCon. And trust me when I say you do not want to miss this discussion, people. Betty holds nothing back. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter @SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.